Hi, everybody. It's May 21st, 2019. This is our 10:30 show today here on Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. I'm your host, Larry Jacobs. Thank you for listening today. Got a good one for you. We're going over to, we were in Lubbock, Texas this morning for the earlier show. We're coming straight north, due north to Illinois. We're going to Illinois School District 54. We're going to talk to the superintendent down there, Andy DeRoss. Okay, who is joined by one of my good Discovery Education friends, the VP of Teaching and Learning over there, Karen Buehrer. And we're going to talk about how District 54, which, by the way, is not where the government keeps the aliens. That's Area 51. This is Illinois District 54, and how they're using digital content and professional development to support their big strategic plan, which they call 54 Promise, which we're going to talk about. All right, so just bear with me for a second, my guests and my audience, while I just do a little bit of homework. Everybody go over to ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That's our online magazine, accessibility, compliance, equity, and education. It's hot, and we got a great issue up there. It's online, so everything's there. It's not in print. The website that surrounds it is excellent as well. Accessibility, not just for special ed, for everybody. Think about in terms of broadband accessibility, that sort of thing. Furniture accessibility, everything. Okay? Accessibility, compliance, and equity, every school district. So please check it out, ace-ed.org. We're going to archive this show over at education-talkradio.org, our website. We have next week's schedule up, too, because of Memorial Day. I won't be here, so I put it up. Okay, it's there if you want to check out next week's shows as well. All right, and you can friend us over on Facebook, EduTalk Radio, Twitter, EduTalk Radio, LinkedIn, EduTalk Larry. I know everybody's racing to do that, so while you do that, let me bring on my guests. And they are ladies first. Hi, Karen. It's Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's sunny. What could be better?
And it's sunny even here in Maine, a nice breeze. It's perfect. It's beautiful for a change. I know Illinois has got the same aggravation, lousy spring that we had. Am I right there, Andy?
You are right, Larry. It's been a long, long spring in terms of weather.
Yeah, it just stunk here in Maine, I got to tell you. And now finally, as Memorial Day comes, we're starting to get weather, and everybody's nice weather, and now everybody's starting to complain how warm out it is. We need fall. So you can't please people in Maine. That's all there is to it. Okay. or Illinois, what can I say? Karen's here. Thank you, Karen, for being here. I just want to make mention, Jason Barnes was originally going to be here, one of our other friends from Discovery, okay, and Jason took ill. And Karen came, like Paul Revere, Karen, you came to the rescue. Thank you.
That's right. That's right.
And
Jason's
to honor,
back to follow.
Well, I know you can handle it, but just to be nice to him, can you answer all questions in a really deep voice so that we can pretend it's him? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I can do that. How about that?
I'm Karen. No, you don't have to do that. Okay. And by the way, before I get talking to Andy, you have this great title, VP of Teaching and Learning over at Discovery. It sounds very omnipotent. What do you do? VP of Teaching and Learning at Karen Buehrer over at Discovery. What's that title entail? VP Teaching and Learning.
So my whole background before I came to Discovery was spent in public education. And so when I came to Discovery, it made sense that I would really run this team focused on teaching and learning. And so I have educators, former educators who work with me, who work on professional learning and crafting great professional learning plans that, like Andy is going to share, as well as educators who dig into our digital content resources and help teachers see how they are used effectively in the classroom with students.
Yes.
So I have a great team that I work with.
How big is my team?
Probably more than 30 people.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring that up because, you know, it's important when the school districts deal with a company, and like Andy chose you guys as well. And it's just important to know there's a lot of people backing up what you do. You know, that sales rep walks in, does a good job, et cetera, and that's any company, okay? But it's also important to know what's going to be coming behind that. All right, and Discovery, the 30-person team just for Karen's teaching and learning team. That's simple. So thank you, Kat. That's a good explanation.
You bet.
Where'd you teach, by the way?
I am a Pennsylvania native. And so I spent my entire career in Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Philly, sort of the Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton area.
Well, I used to teach in Cheltenham years and years, years ago.
Oh, my gosh. So I was in Quakertown.
Up the kick. Route 309, that's where I went to summer camp.
You got it.
All right, we're done with you, Andy. Thanks for being here. We're going to talk about Quakertown now. The Quakertown I know very – and used to be a great restaurant there called Trainers. Okay, that was the place where everybody went to. Remember, that's probably a gas station.
Yes,
now.
I do. Big lobster on it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we'll reminisce. My wife, by the way, is from Doylestown. Just so I may live in Maine now, but my wife's from Doylestown. Okay, just the other side of the highway. Yeah, from you guys. All right, Andy, Area 51. I mean, District 54. I'm only kidding you, Andy. Okay, am I the only person who ever made that joke, Andy?
No. Actually, I think you are the first.
Oh man, congratulations, Larry! But I won't do it again. Okay, where is District 54?
Schaumburg District 54 is located in the northwest burbs of Chicagoland. About 25 miles outside of northwest of Chicago.
You're by the airport, by O'Hare.
Yes, yeah, we are about 5-10 minutes from O'Hare Airport.
Okay, and is it a secondary or an elementary district? 54?
Schaumburg 54 is an elementary district, and we serve children early childhood through eighth grade.
Oh, that's great. And what high school do you guys feed into?
We feed to the District 211, which is the Palatine Schaumburg school district that serves the high school students.
Sure. And if you can explain to me why Illinois does this, I can number their districts and as elementary, secondary. I think they're like one of the few states that does that. I don't know.
Not the only one. Yeah, it's a very unique setup in which we transition kids out at eighth grade.
Yeah, it's okay, and it's good. And I know all you superintendents and everybody work together to make that work, and it works well. Obviously, Illinois is a great state for education, I got to tell you. And how long have you been superintendent?
I've been superintendent now 6 years, just completing my 6th year. I've been in the district 17.
Wow, congratulations on that. That's really cool that you went up. And I got to tell you something else. When I first started doing these shows 7-8 years ago, whatever it was, okay, the average length of a superintendent's tenure was about 3 years. And over the past 2 years, okay, whenever I talk to a superintendent, I ask them how long they've been there. And I'm always getting much, much, much like yours, longer tenures than that. That's wonderful news. Okay, and just continuing, because we need that stability at the top. You would agree, kind sir, right?
Yes, I would absolutely agree. It is critical to moving the work forward and sustaining good work.
It sure as heck is, and I know you're doing a good job there. Tell us about what you call it's the district's strategic plan, and obviously it's District 54. Okay. By the way, do you have like a TV station called Studio 54? I got to ask.
No, we don't. Well, that's a great idea. I think we should.
Right, a disco. The kids will be into that. Tell them 97-year-old Larry Jacobs says that they should have disco.
Right.
See what they say, the Bee Gees. But, okay, what's 54 Promise? When you say that, what is? That's the name. What's behind?
Yeah, that's the name. It's a strategic plan that was approved by the Board of Education in April of 2018, and in its purest and most important form, it's the promise that the school district makes to the students and the parents that we serve in this community to support really whole child academic and social emotional success. And so there's. Several parts of that, but that's the overarching goal.
Of those three that you just said, is there one that's more important than the others?
Well, I really believe that the most important part is knowing every child by who they are as a person, as well as their academic needs. So I think the most important piece is whole child and that concept of who they are and supporting them academically. But also in today's world, the social-emotional components are really critical for us.
Now, they're critical for everybody. I heard a guy from Ohio, Adam, on the show. And he said to me, people are always hired for their hard skills, and invariably they're fired for their lack of soft skills. Okay, and so soft skills are those social emotional skills, which I don't believe are so soft anymore. So I think that's really important. And Andy, let me ask you something else, which is something that would be unusual to a lot of people. You and we're going to go into detail about 54 Promise, but you know, you create this for your K-8 school district, all right? But do you coordinate it with your that superintendent of Schaumburg-Palatine, with our district? I think is at 211.
Yes.
Okay. Whoever that is. I mean, how do you coordinate a strategic plan, especially in Illinois, which goes elementary, middle? Okay, but those kids are all going to filter in, and a bunch of other districts are going to filter into over to high school district 211. How's that?
Right. It's a great question because it's important that we do that. Our goal is to create lifelong learners and those in children that are potentially going to be very successful in life. So very good question. I think the way we do that is just robust communication from platforms, from the Board of Education level to the high school level, superintendent, my colleagues, we collaborate and share student data and academic progress and social emotional learning pieces as well. But I think, you know, we do that very systematically through just lines of communication and meetings and a lot of time to just gather and talk through needs of students.
Right. And you have to do that. And it does create a different situation in Illinois, but everybody's really on the same page. Okay, but one of the challenges, actually just bring this up for a second, Andy, if I may. You know,
sure.
Obviously there's other districts coming into 211, which is the next district, high school district. Okay, but some of those are not as wealthy, if I may. You can describe your district. Okay, your district's in pretty good shape. I know the neighborhood. I lived in Illinois for 13 years. Okay, it's a good part of the world. All right.
It is.
But, you know,
yes.
And the kids will filter into 211. How do you balance, you know, with your other elementary superintendents, what you're doing as opposed to the high school superintendent, so that all these kids come into the high school district raring and ready to go at about the same level? How's that work?
Well, so we are fortunate. We serve approximately 15,000 students. The other school district that feeds to District 211 is Palatine District 15, a little bit smaller than we are. So in terms of the collaboration and the communication, the three of us, and when I mentioned previously our coordination of efforts with District 211, Palatine 15 is also included in those. So we are able to, even though we're different districts sending to the same high school district, we're able to coordinate and collaborate our work and talk through approaches, best practice. So, yeah.
It's so interesting the way you guys have to work it. And I congratulate you for making all this come together. Your thoughts, Karen, so far? Any questions or anything, Karen?
No, and I think that, you know, as Andy talks about, you know, those areas of focus and particularly, you know, the social emotional learning and being able to coordinate, you know, with other partner districts, you know, I think about, you know, the role of technology and digital and how that, you know, in some cases has helped that coordination. You know, I've been out of public education for 7 years now and working with Discovery, but what I see in districts like what Andy is leading in Schaumburg is really just amazing for what they're doing for students and, you know, that alignment and that coordination to what's really important. And like you said, the soft skills, so important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. It is. And by the way, I would only argue with you, Vice President Beer, on one thing. You're not out of public education. You're deeply involved.
You are absolutely right. I just am in it in a different way. Probably not the right choice of words, but you know, different way.
Well, the reason I say that is because, you know, a lot of teachers you know, sometimes you want to leave your job, let's face it, okay? But there's a zillion things to do in education. You're still in education, okay? And you're providing products and services to school district that matter, okay? So you are absolutely and totally involved in public education and just from a different angle. So what can I say? I did the same thing. Look at me now. I was a teacher. Look at me now. Okay, so, you know, you just get involved. It's that simple. You didn't say something, Andy, that I wanted to talk about. I know Discovery's big on this, okay, which is STEM. I don't think you mentioned it, okay? Where's STEM fit into this, and what's the community demand of you STEM-wise?
Well, and I think and that goes to our strategic area focus number two of four.
Okay.
I mentioned
okay.
a little bit around the whole child academic pieces.
Yeah, you did.
So I think where STEM fits in, and I'd like to maybe set that in historically in District 54. So over the course of my 17 years, but most specifically in the last dozen or so, we've really espoused to the concepts that we're in around professional learning communities. So, and those are, that's just really the systematic way in which we go about our work in terms of essential outcomes for children, intervention, enrichment, and then also assessment packages and really that inform us where how children are doing. I'd like to, I make that point because I think in District 54, that's absolutely critical. Those structures are collaborative. Those structures are results oriented, and to leading back to your question, I think, you know, when we engaged with this relationship with Discovery Education, we knew that we were going to undertake a cultural shift and around STEM work. And we really needed to utilize our professional learning communities and then partner with Discovery Ed to make that shift towards a 21st century learner to answer, you know, as Karen would say, the four C's around collaboration, critical thinking, creativity, and communication, and really those skills that are essential for children today, and we referenced those previously as softer skills, those are critical for our students to gain skills within, and that I think is where STEM fits in. STEM goes across all content areas in District 54. It's beginning
because
I think it's starting. This is not just a subject matter approach. This is cross-curricular. This is going to be embedded in every single instructional minute of the day. And I really do think it's the cultural shift and mindset and changing our practices that's begun because of our work with Karen and her colleagues and Discovery Ed.
And I got to say, when you just said thank you for saying that, okay, about STEM and that it cuts across every content area. And I will say what I've said before, and I was a social studies teacher, which is why I feel so strongly about this, okay? Nothing happens in science or engineering or technology that is not going to affect society, okay? And if you don't understand how things affect society and what you're dealing with, there's no point inventing anything. Okay, that's what happened to Dr. Frankenstein. Okay, he didn't take into account the unintended consequences. Okay,
yes.
And so when you create a whole child in STEM, thinking across the content areas, you're really doing something just wonderful. And I have to ask you, Andy, you said something, and I'm curious if you can define this further. You said it's a cultural shift. Okay, now I know you had great teachers. For the last you've been there certainly 17 years and great administrators, et cetera. All right. But what was the cultural shift? What did the culture change from what to what, or how will it change? I hope I'm asking that question properly. Andy.
No, you are. And I think my background is in HR. So I spent prior to being superintendent, I was the assistant super for HR. So I certainly am a disciple of best practice hiring and related to not the technical skills of teaching and learning, but related to hiring the best people to be in front of our children. And I think our system with professional learning communities, and I think this was an era of No Child Left Behind and a focus on academic testing and perhaps an over-focus on those results. Our culture was around assessment, and we have a history of great results, academic results. We're the 95th percentile in reading and math in the state. This is a successful school district. I think that's where we were. We were very prescribed in our instruction, and I will say to you where we're evolving into is really a culture around teacher-focused instruction, direct instruction to a group of students, to more flexible, student-driven, student-choice components. And I think Karen, Discovery Ed, some of the STEM leader core work, and the PD were really, and Karen can say this better than I, but we have significantly invested in the professional development around our adults in our system to take that shift
right.
of active teaching is really about giving up control and allowing students to express interest in content through the resources that Karen has provided us. And we're starting to see just amazing stories come out of classrooms, and more ownership from a student level, I think, is the goal, is where we're headed to really develop the skills that I think they need for to be successful.
You just put a smile on my face. That was great. That was terrific. Karen, I'm going to ask you to talk about that in a second. But I just want to hear, Andy. It is hard to make that shift, okay? And teachers do get set in their ways, like every other profession, okay? What's their reaction to all this?
I will say to you that I think it's going to go back into other parts of that District 54 promise, and that is the collaborative structures. We have very systematically in the last 2 or 3 years focused on the work climate in our district. And probably for another day, Larry, but we have some really great work going on around adult well-being and adult social-emotional learning, if you will. We've done some great work with an author by the name of Sean Acor related to a book he published in 2011, The Happiness Advantage. He came out with a subsequent book related to Big Potential. So I think when you reference the acceptance of change within our system and the willingness to change, it's grounded in the fact that we're in a professional learning community that's always looking to improve. And we're also focused as an employer and as superintendent, I say this to my board of education often, we have to invest in the people, and that is the adults that are with our children. So Sean Acor, The Happiness Advantage, some of that work just around positivity and the impact that having being, you know, more optimistic and positive is going to impact your work has significantly reduced some of the friction around change. But I think, again, going back to Discovery Ed, the number one thing in class school improvement is always from the classroom out. You have to invest in the professional development of teachers. And that takes some time. It takes 75, 80 hours to really change instructional practices and deeply embed them. So that's what we're doing over the next 2 to 3 years with Karen and her team.
Well, I got to say, by the way, I will call this show The HR Guy Speaks. Okay? You are – And I got to tell you something. I've done a lot of shows, thousands of them, but nobody's ever come at professional development the way you just said it, from the, quote, HR, if I may, point of view, which is your old background. Okay.
Right.
And if I may, you just said we can do it another day. Andy, if we can, I'd like to do a show on what you're doing about that. Can we?
That would be great.
All right. I'm going to get in touch with you. I believe I have your email. I do. Okay, and I will get to you right after the show, and we'll schedule that in. Of course, that's really cool. Am I right, Karen? Is that really cool?
That is really cool, yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
So many great things that that Andy has going on in Schaumburg. Focus on the all I can think about is, you know, every single piece of research that you pick up about, you know, how do we impact the achievement of students, it always comes back to the teachers.
And that's why we are
Andy's
teachers.
So Andy's perspective is
and
a great
educators.
One. Yep.
It is wonderful. And let me swing over to you, Karen. Talk about, Andy's got this together. Obviously, it's all well thought out. He's worked. He's talked to his school board, et cetera, 54 Promise. He's talked to Jason, I guess, and other people from Discovery. Probably you were involved as well. All right, now what happens? Okay, he gets yes, we're going to do this. Okay, what are they going to do? How's Discovery fit in? Karen Buehrer.
Sure. So one of the things that I want to capitalize on is Andy's comments about culture. And, when he said that, you know, that STEM involves all subject areas. So really what Discovery does starts right there with that cultural piece, because we absolutely believe that STEM includes all subjects. And in fact, when you ask people what their definition of STEM is, many people say science, technology, engineering, and math. At Discovery, we say students and teachers energizing minds. And
wow.
So we believe
that
all students, it's about all students coming in to this idea of solving real world problems. And as you know, Larry, we got lots of those problems to solve. So engaging.
Oh, not here
students,
in Maine. We live in a world of pink uniforms just jumping around over the bushes.
There you go.
Not
there
here.
You go.
Yeah. So and certainly not in certainly not in Schaumburg. Certainly not in Schaumburg. By the way, it's 11. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning there. The evening rush hour has just started. But just okay.
There you go.
If you're thinking of leaving early, it's too late. But go ahead, please.
That's all right. So bringing all students into this work of solving real-world problems is all about, as Andy was saying, really shifting that culture. So Discovery brings a package of professional learning to teachers and to administrators that includes how do we look at that teaching process differently. As Andy said, moving away from that teacher focus to more of a student-focused environment, giving
mm-hmm.
students some voice and choice, giving them some real-world problems to work on in a problem-solution type of way, bringing your building-level administrators into the conversation so that they can lead that cultural shift, and not only engaging your teachers and administrators in some of those professional learning sessions where they're working together, but also having coaches who work side by side with teachers in the classroom as they are trying to make these shifts. What does it look like? How do you work around challenges? And providing that sustained professional learning over several years, because,
yeah.
you know, as you probably
yeah,
know,
not a one and
done.
As
you probably heard, yeah, we change a lot for teachers. We change a lot of things. We don't want to have last year's new thing and this year's new thing. We want to provide some consistency around that professional learning. But just as Andy has done and has embraced, like going deep into professional learning over a period of several years with that, you know, 50 to 70 hours kind of thinking is the way you're going to change that culture. And Discovery will help you with that.
And, Karen, what does that look like? That's an important question, because a lot of people
sure.
picture a professional learning, you know, as you bring in a guy and he's at a lectern and they have it in service day and all the teachers are in the room. Oh, yeah, that's not the way it is anymore. I know that. I was painting a horrible picture for everybody. Okay. But my question is, I remember from my days. Okay. But what does it look like? Okay. Does it come in on a screen? Is there interaction with the educators? Do you send in coaches, people who will go past the class and listen? Just explain that side to it.
Yeah. So I think there's three words that come to mind when you ask me that question. So one is immersive. So when the teachers and the administrators are in those professional learning sessions, no, there isn't a person at the lectern. They are engaging in the types of problem solving that we want students to engage in. They are then unpacking that problem solving. What does it look like? And how do I implement this in the classroom? So they are immersed in what we want to see occurring in the classrooms. And then the second word is practical. We want our teachers to be able to take back that learning and implement it immediately in their classrooms.
Mm.
And then the third word is that job embedded. Now here's your coaching piece. So, and as you are taking these practical and immersive strategies back into your classroom, now there's going to be a Discovery Education coach who can help and support you because, you know, it's not always easy. Things don't always work perfectly, right?
Will the coach be there, or is it a coach that's virtual? They're in Maryland or something.
No, it's on site. Boots on the ground. Coach will be there.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Andy, hard to coordinate, or how's that work for you guys?
No, well, and you know, our overarching structure to that we refer to as Innovate 54. So we have building principal, system principal, and then multiple teachers per school, which then meet down here at the district office related to some PD. But no, not at all. The coaching model that Karen has referenced is As she has said, fully immersed into the school day, into planned times with teams of teachers. And I think most importantly, and I'd also just like to recognize and a true strength of Discovery Ed has been they certainly understand and spend time understanding District 54's culture prior to bringing their model forward. So that was really important for us as, you know, obviously them knowing who we are and how it would fit. So, you know, Karen and her colleagues have certainly met District 54 structures where we were, and that's really benefited us going forward with this work.
Nice thing to say. Thank you for saying that, my friend. Everybody's working together here to make it better for the kids. That's all there is to it. We got to go. This was excellent. Andy, you're really doing wonderful stuff there with Karen and Discovery Self and Jason. Jason, who is sick. Get well soon, Jason. We're sorry. You're sick. But it's great.
Well, Larry, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome, Karen, and I'm going to write you, Andy, because I want to talk about this HR side, which is really, really fascinating to me, okay?
Okay,
so
love that opportunity.
Thank you both. Just keep it up, man, and just keep everybody happy and learning and teaching and all that sort of stuff. On your end, too, Karen, thank you so much.
Will do. Thank
you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay,
thank
sure.
You.
Bye-bye.
What great stuff, man, I'll tell you. There's so much good stuff going on out there in the world of education. And I'm so glad, you know, that so many superintendents like Andy are staying longer than ever. I think it's just great and getting the job done. Okay, that's Andy DeRoss. He's the superintendent over in Schaumburg, Illinois area, School District 54, K-8 or pre-K-8, I probably is. Okay, Jason, who couldn't be here from Discovery. Sorry, Jason, get well soon. And the lovely and talented Karen Beer, who is the VP of Teaching and Learning over at Discovery. Great job, all of you. Thank you so much, and a shout-out to Steve Wakefield over at Discovery who helped me put this together. All right, we're going to archive the show, education-talkradio.org, tweet it out, EduTalk Radio. Please go over and check out our online journal, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity. That's at ace-ed.org. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Larry Jacobs.